that I'm not ashamed to be a servant of Jesus Christ. It's not something that makes you a weakling. It's not something that makes you to be looked down upon. But it should be something that we all strive to be a better Christian every day. And that we look up with pride in our heart, not the kind of pride that causes us to fall now, but the kind of pride that God loved us so much that He gave us Jesus, that we wouldn't be ashamed to share Him with a lost and dying world, that we would read our Bibles, that we would know it, that we could tell the story, because we never know when we're going to get that call. Yesterday morning, I wasn't sitting and waiting for somebody to call me to come to the hospital to speak with someone, but whenever God places it as a burden on somebody's heart and they make that call, He'll prepare you. If you know God's Word, you'll be able to be a blessing to someone else, that God can use you. Don't be ashamed. It'd be easy to say, oh, I'm not prepared. I don't know the situation, so I'm not going to say anything. God will use you and give you the words. No matter if you're a preacher, no matter if you're a singer, no matter if you're just saying, well, I'm just go to Sunday school and come to church. That's a wonderful. God can use you in that aspect to touch someone else's life in the world today. And we want to look now into Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25, it says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Now let me tell you, today and yesterday there was a bunch of people that was lifting up their hands and a hooping and a hollering for their football teams that's going to be playing football. Now it doesn't matter the outcome of those games in the long scheme of things, because all that's going to be in the past. It's going to be forgotten about, like what we talked about Wednesday night, things that have been in the past, people have forgotten, and things that's coming on that people are seeing now, they forgot about the past. Many things that's going on. I was talking about records and you know, the vinyl kind that you play on the phonograph. And some of you kids never saw one of those things. You saw these discs and the mini discs and MP3s and all this, and don't know what a vinyl record is and the sounds that it makes and all these things, because it's been forgotten about. It's in the past. But it'll come back around and different things that we're going to see. But listen, we need to lift up our soul unto God and lift up our praises unto Him. Now there's plenty that's going to be in those stadiums praising their football teams, cheering them on. And we need to not have to cheer on God, but we need to be a cheerleader to lead others to Jesus Christ, to point the way for them to be able to see Him and what He's done for them by going to the cross of Calvary. Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. And a lot of times we're worried about lifting up somebody else's soul. But we need to lift up our soul before God before we can help someone else. We need to go to Him in prayer. We need to be able to bend the knee and get down. And I know sometimes it's hard. People say, well, I don't get down and pray like that anymore because it hurts my knees. Well, you can sit down, humble your heart, kneel down before God any way that you have to do it. But humble your heart before God and prostrate yourself before Him and go to Him knowing that He is the one that's able and not us. But God is able. Lift up our soul unto Him. And He will be able to give us strength and courage in this time that we live in. We need to encourage others about Jesus. There's people today that are kids that are being abused. There's elderly being abused. There's babies that's being thrown in garbage dumpsters. And there's elderly that's left alone to be cold and not fed and different things that's going on. It's not right, and God's not pleased with these things. And we need to make a difference in lives today by sharing God's love. Oh my God, I trust in Thee. Let me be not ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. We've been too silent for too long to where the enemy's got a foothold today, and he is knocking us down every time we turn around. He's trying to knock our feet out from under us. Last Sunday I said my goal for this year was to be in church every Sunday morning and every Wednesday night, because I had some sickness last year and wasn't able to do it. Had to miss a few Sundays and a few Wednesday nights. But let me tell you, Satan heard that, and in the middle of the night last night, he attacked this body. But thank God, the one that's in me is greater than he that's in the world. He'll give us strength if we'll just rely on Him and put forth the effort. God will bless us far beyond any sickness that may hit this body. But we don't have to be ashamed today. We can praise His name. You know, it's funny to me that all these other organizations out there got all these special rights, they say. They're lost in their sin and in the world today, and they're running their mouth, and the Christians are being quiet. It's time for us to lift up our voices and get off the stool of do-nothing and not be ashamed to proclaim Jesus Christ and not stand back and say, oh, we can't offend them. It's time that we lift up Jesus and let Him save them. Amen. Oh my God, I trust in Thee. Let not me be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Now, we used to have a fighting spirit in America. These people today, they just fight just to be fighting. They throw down a hat to get in a fight. Maybe it's not so much now as it used to be, but they're people, they just love to fight. And there's people, they join the military because they want to be able to fight and go out and do all these things. We need to fight for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to be His mouthpiece in this world. We need to share Him with the lost and dying. Where our enemy won't triumph over us and silence us, that we would sit back and not proclaim it from the housetops and shout it from the mountaintops that Jesus Christ is still Lord of lords and King of kings, and He is still on His throne seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession. And one day He's going to call me out of this place. Thank God I'm going to get to go home to be with Him in heaven, and I'm not going to have to suffer here anymore. We should shout it from the housetop, from the mountaintops, and anywhere that we can be in, from the lowest valley that we might be in to the highest mountaintop. Praise God and let Him know it, that we love Him. Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed. Once again, let us not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed, kids. Whenever somebody asks you at school if you go to church, you tell them, yes, I do, and I'm learning about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His love, and you ought to come and join us and learn something about Him. You might have a whole change in your life. Don't be ashamed. Share Jesus. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Now listen, it's right the opposite today. We shouldn't be ashamed of who we serve in the Bible that we have to read. We shouldn't be ashamed of it. But those that are willfully committing sin ought to be ashamed of themselves, but instead they've got pride in the transgressions that they're having in the world today against God's Word and against His love, and they're all happy about it and broadcasting it everywhere. And the Christians have got silent. Let us not be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. There's people today that are willfully sinning, just doing anything under the sun. No remorse in their hearts, no repentance in their mouths, because they don't know Jesus. They don't know Jesus. Some people use going to church as a crutch, and let me explain that. Well, I go to church, so anything I do will be all right if I go ask for forgiveness. Don't you use God like that. God's not pleased with that. We can't just do whatever we want to and get by. We become a stumbling block to the lost and the dying. We ought to be ashamed if we do that. Show me Thy ways, O Lord. Teach me Thy paths. How many of us are looking for our own paths? We're looking for our own way, our own direction. You know, when kids are coming up, they try to find their own way. They get to a certain age and they're trying to find their path. They're trying to find where they fit in. They're trying to find their niche. As Christians, we do the same thing. We've got to keep our eyes on God or we might get led astray. I watched a part of a movie yesterday about a preacher. I don't agree with all of his tactics. Don't agree with some of the things he done trying to help these kids in the Sudan. He's still there. As a matter of fact, it's based on a true story. He became militant. He was the machine gun preacher. By any means necessary, by machine gun, RPGs, landmine, whatever it took to release these kids or free these kids from their captives. And he got obsessed, and the anger and the violence was eating him up, and he was getting angry. He was forgetting about the love of God. He was led down a path that took him to a place that was getting dark. We need to keep in the light. Amen. And follow God. And follow God. Sometimes we feel like laying on the hands and it's not for prayer, because we think that will solve the situation, but it's only going to make it worse. We need to get down on our knees and pray. And things that we don't need to pray about that God's Word said go and act on, we need to get busy doing that. Some things we don't have to pray about. God's Word said, go, tell them. Go to the highways and hedges and compel them to come in. I heard a man say one time, you shouldn't preach that compelling part. I said, it's in the Bible. He said, but that's to by force or to force them to come in. Now, you can compel somebody without forcing them. Amen. Sometimes, there's probably been times that you've been nagged into church just to get them to leave you alone. But once you got there, God made a difference. And God can still make a difference. Lead me in thy paths and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. I don't want to show of hands, but how many of you wait on God? And how many get your agenda out before God's agenda? I'm going to carry it out the way we see fit. Oh, we all guilty. We pull back. Oh, we're all guilty of that. Well, I can do that. I don't need to consult God. That's too small a thing for him to worry about. I don't need to bother him. He said that he wanted us to bring all things to him, the big and the little. My God's so big, he can take away cancer, and he's so big that he can take care of my smallest need. My smallest need. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His love and kindness that he looked down upon this earth and saw that there would be a need for a Savior when Adam and Eve sinned, when they listened to Satan who originally sinned in heaven, when Satan's heart was filled with pride and wanted to exalt his throne above God and take over. Once that sin came in and he was thrown to earth and was sent in this domain and he lied to them and got them to follow him and caused the sin to enter into man. Once that happened, God has had a loving kindness for man ever since. Gave us every opportunity. Gave us the very best Jesus Christ to pay our sin debt. When we didn't even know Him and was far out in sin, God still loved us and His loving kindness was poured out to mankind. He looked down upon Moses. He looked down when Noah was there and was found faithful and found grace in the eyes of God. And was warned of God that the flood was coming, that He was going to destroy all mankind from the face of the earth. And told Him to build an ark. I started to say boat, but He built an ark, just like God commanded Him to. And they say that He could not have built that ark that way because of all the heavy timbers and everything needed to be, because people have tried to do it, but they forget one thing. God told Him to. Amen. You see, He had an advantage. He had God helping him. Amen. When he was building the boat. Man undertook it to do it themselves, and they suffered and they struggled. And just always remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. And just always remember that. They hadn't rained when Noah built the ark. Amen. Had never seen it, didn't know what it was, but God told him, he said, I better get busy. It's going to rain. People, you better repent and come to know God and trust Him because there's a flood coming. And they didn't listen. 8 people saved because of the obedience of one man. How many lives can you change by being obedient to God? How many? You ever done that penny thing? If you take a penny and you double it a day, every day, and how that adds up. What if you witnessed to one soul today, 2 tomorrow, and then they witnessed to 2 more a piece, and it goes on out there. Pretty soon we're going to reach the whole world. You say, well, I missed yesterday. Then get started today. Because as long as there's breath in the body, there's still people that need to be saved. There's still people that can be reached for God. It's time for us to open our mouth and let our voices be heard. Because Satan, he's raging, and he's trying to take all the ones to hell that he can. And people are listening to him and say, oh, I've got plenty of time. Got plenty of time. I don't know where they read that anywhere where it says that we've got a certain number of days. God's got an appointment for all of us. I don't know what it is. But God's got a time that we'll all leave this earth. But I don't want to die not knowing Jesus as my Savior. I thank God when I was 17 years old and thought I was about to get the world by the tail, and I was going to have it on a downhill drag, and I was going to do what I wanted to. God had other plans. He said, wait a minute. Before you get out there, I want you to be mine. And He knocked at my heart's door, and I realized I was lost and needed a Savior, and He saved me. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercies. Remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. I'm thankful that God don't remember me and remember the sins of my youth. When they were put under His blood, you say, well, what awful things did you do? I was lost. That was enough. And God don't remember that anymore because I went to Him and asked Him to be my Savior, and He saved me and set me free and made me different and changed my life forever. Never be the same. But it was because of His mercies. Not because I deserved it. Not because I was deserving of the merit of God or the salvation of Jesus. It wasn't because of that. It was because God loved me and saw that we all had a need. We are all empty inside until that void is filled with Jesus. And nothing else will ever fill it. There's many today that are seeking it and many things, but they will never find it outside of Jesus. Amen. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will He teach sinners in the way, in His way. If we will listen, God will show us His way, that we can follow Him, that we can do His will. Many times you'll hear me say, God, let us be in Your will, that we don't get in Your way, that God's Spirit can move amongst His people, that He can show us from heaven the things that New Hope Baptist Church ought to be doing and need to reach out and get those that's lost and dying, that we have a vision. If we lose our vision, then we're like a people that are dead. We've got to have that vision to look to see that sinners may be taught in the way and be taught of God. The meek will be guided in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. Meekness. The prime example of meekness that I can ever think of is Jesus Christ. At His word, they couldn't have nailed Him to that tree. At His word, they would have not put the crown upon His head. At His word, they could not have laid one stripe upon His back. At His word. But Jesus went. All the power, all the might, all the majesty, all the beauty, all the love that the universe could hold in one person. And yet He spoke not a word. Spoke not a word. The meek will He guide in judgment. And the meek will He teach His ways. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep His covenant and His testimonies. We keep His covenant. That we love Him with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul. And we love our neighbor as ourselves. He told us in the New Testament that was the two great commandments. If we love Him with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul, it won't be hard to keep the second one, to love our neighbor as ourselves. To keep His covenants and share His testimony. Now, I know sometimes at revival we have some that testify in different times. When God's dealing with your heart to share something with somebody, maybe just say in the church about what you've been through and how God's blessed you, it might be an encouragement for somebody that's going through something, in the middle of something, or just coming out to know what God can do. Don't limit His power because we tie His hands because we won't be obedient. Let's open our mouths for God. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall He teach in the way that he shall choose. And not the way that we would choose, but the way that God will choose. He didn't call all to be preachers. He doesn't call all to be in the deacon position. He doesn't call all to be Sunday school teachers or singers. Some of us, our ministry's out in the different avenues that we go through life. That we take God's Word and share it with others. Do the Great Commission. That we start at home teaching our kids and our neighbors and our families about Jesus. And then spread out and carry the good Word. What man is he that feareth the Lord? There's getting to be fewer and fewer that fear Him, that respect Him, that realize His love and His devotion to mankind. His soul shall dwell at ease, and His seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. I thank God that every day I walk with Him, and the closer I get, the more He shows me of His Word, the more I realize of His love. Do I understand it all yet? No. I'm still growing in Christ. When I get to where I know this whole book inside and out, I'll be going home. And I'll probably be home before I understand it all when He reveals all the mysteries of this precious book. But it will be in His time and His way. See, I'm not promised that I'll be here tomorrow. I may leave before we leave church today. I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Heaven's my home. I know where I'm going. I hope you do. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for He shall pluck my feet out of the net. We're walking through snares and things today that's trying to trip us up. Satan is trying to catch us in something, and sin, that's the trigger point. And he's got it laying out there, lying in wait to try to trick us and try to deceive us and cause us to get into messes that we don't need to be in, because we get weak in our faith, weak in our prayer life, weak in the knowledge of God's Word, and we take a wrong turn and don't realize it. And before we know it, we're in the snare of the devil. But let me tell you, God will lift your feet out of the net when you step over that trigger and you're getting out there in it. We turn to God, what's He do? He don't say walk back out of it. He picks us out of it and sets us back over here on safe ground. Says, you see that trap now? You can look back and see it. And see what God kept us from getting involved in. Turn thee unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. This is David now talking to God. The trouble of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. When we're burdened down, when we're troubled, when we're faced with sickness, we're faced with financial hardships, or we're faced with job loss, or whatever it is, only God can give us that mercy and bring us out of our distresses, because sometimes our troubles are enlarged and no one else understands it but God. No one else has an idea, and we need to go to God with it. Not talk to the whole world about it, but talk to God, the one that can truly do something. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring thou me out of my distresses. And He's faithful and just. He will. He'll help you. Rely on Him. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in Thee. Now, it's sad that most people today have more faith in their car starting of the morning than they have in God. Or they have more faith in their ball team or their race car driver than they have in God. Well, last time I looked, Chevrolet can't answer a prayer of mine. Amen. Or Toyota or any of them. A lot of times there's prayer in those cars because you're praying, just let it go a little farther. Let those brakes last a little longer. Lord, help me get better gas mileage. Let me just make it to the store because the light's been on and I don't remember the last time I put gas in this car. Just help me get to the gas station. Some of you have been there, I can tell by the laughter. Forgive me all of my sins. We're sinful. We're in a carnal flesh, in a carnal body. We were born in a sin nature. It tells us in God's Word that our heart is filled with lust and filled with evil. Our tongues are a fire set on. Our tongue is a member set on fire from hell. The deceit and lies that it can tell, the damage that it can do, as well as the blessings it can be. Amen. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. Oh, keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in Thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee. Once again, it's important in these verses. God inspired David to write this once again. Wait on Thee. Wait on God. Wait on God. Now, there's many people who use that for an excuse. I'm waiting on God to do something. And He's already done it. And He said, well, if you ain't going to get up and do it, I'm going to have to get somebody else. I don't want somebody doing the work I'm supposed to do. I want to do what Brad's supposed to do. And I want you to do what you're supposed to do, and I don't want to look at what you're supposed to be doing if I'm supposed to be doing it. Talked about that in the New Testament. But it was Peter, whenever he was told what the things that he was supposed to do, and he looked around and he saw John. He said, well, what about this man? What's he supposed to do till you return? He said, listen, it don't matter about that man. You do what you're supposed to do. If I want him to live till I come back, he will. But we need to be concerned on what the job is God's got for us, individual. And we'll have enough to worry about there. We won't have to worry about somebody else's job. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on Thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Redeem us, O God, not Israel, but America today. Amen. Out of all of our troubles, we have many on every hand. We have troubles with the finances of America. We have trouble with the health care system they're trying to overhaul and make better. All these different things that's going on. People playing their political games instead of doing what's right in the eyes of God. They need to be ashamed. They need to be ashamed. Because thus saith the word. And that settled it all. That settles it all. But don't be ashamed today, young people. Be proud that you have a God that loves you, gave you the very best. Adults, I challenge you to be the best mentors to these kids that are in this church that possibly could be. That you live lives in front of them that they would want to be just like you when they grow up. And then think about that. Would I want somebody to be a church member just like me? And if the answer's no, then right here's the place to change that. Right here's the place to change it in God's altar. I don't want to be ashamed. I don't want to be accused of being ashamed. I want to stand up for Him. I want to do more this year than I done last year. It's going to be coming up pretty soon. It's 19 years will be this March 26th since I announced my calling to preach. I'm not what I used to be, not all what God's got in store for me to be, but I'm who I am right now because of God. Not ashamed of that. I still got growing to do. If we'll admit it, so do each and every one of us that's in here. Kids, don't be ashamed. Rely on God. That the evil one will not triumph over you. He has no dominion over you as long as you turn it over to God. When he tries to cause you to fail, you just stand up and say, I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I'm more than a conqueror. As we get to our feet, as they get a song prepared of invitation this morning,